Like many states, Maine's response to the novel coronavirus has been hobbled by insufficient testing. But today, Governor Janet Mills announced a deal with Westbrook-based IDEX Laboratories that she says will triple the state's capacity to track and monitor outbreaks of COVID-19. It may also lead to significant changes to the governor's phased plan to restart the Maine economy. Steve Missler has more.
Ever since March, the daily press briefings by the Maine CDC have been marked by bleak updates on case counts, new fatalities, and outbreaks at nursing homes. Thursday's briefing was different.
We have good news for you today.
In upbeat, Governor Mills announced a partnership that her administration believes could finally allow public health officials to rid themselves of a testing regime that rations critically low supplies and limits who can get a test. And if that new partnership with the veterinary diagnostics company IDEX indeed triples Maine's testing capacity as promised, it could have a significant impact on the governor's plan to get the state economy off its knees to an at least an upright position.
This changes everything.
By everything, Mills means not only a tripling in the number of tests, but potentially a future scenario in which any resident who wants a test can get one. That's not been the case in Maine or any other state due to a shortage of testing supplies, including reagents used to complete the tests.
The availability of these reagents continues to be a significant constraint on all states' abilities to increase testing. But today's announcement changes that.
Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says the deal with IDEX includes a dedicated and local supply of reagents that is not controlled by the federal government, which the governor says has previously requisitioned and diverted some supplies meant for Maine, including a dramatically reduced shipment last month of new rapid tests by Abbott Labs. Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Gene Lambrew says the agreement is worth an estimated $720,000 and will be paid with money from the Coronavirus Relief Fund recently enacted by Congress.
So it was 100% federal funding.
CDC Director Shaw says the new testing capacity will allow the state to process 7,000 tests each week, up from its current level of 2,000. He says it will take about a week to install and calibrate the new equipment. But once up and running, Maine could ditch a test rationing strategy that every state has been forced to use amid a nationwide shortage and limited assistance from the federal government.
And the removal of that tiered testing system will actually make Maine one of the first state health department laboratories, if not the first, to remove all criteria and all tiers on its testing system.
That tiered system essentially limits tests to healthcare workers, people hospitalized with COVID-19, high-risk individuals, and nursing home workers and residents. Shaw says the goal is to allow any doctor who wants to order a test to do so without fear of gobbling up critical supplies. And public health experts say expansive testing is also key to any effort to replace sweeping economic shutdowns implemented by governors with more targeted responses and quarantines. Governor Mills says honed responses could soon mean significant changes to a phased reopening plan that's been criticized for being too slow and punishing for businesses in rural parts of the state thought to be less affected by COVID-19.
As a result of the new testing capacity, we do expect to update the plan to restart Maine's economy very soon.
Mills says the testing partnership with IDEX is good news at a time when good news is in short supply.
Lord knows, a year ago, if you told me I might get a little emotional over a new diagnostic test for some strange and novel virus, I would have thought that was pretty odd. Today, in very different times, we welcome good news in any form and in any way it comes to us.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.